break stuff. Should have put back seats down, man. You could have laid down. Just got a scam. Did they find out?
I'm gonna tell you. Says you'll just keep moving this thing on your body.
I know, but they watch your picture, don't they?
You can't see it.
Oh.
Sometimes you lay down your side, you face it wall, you know.
Cause
so take a deep breath.
Mm.
I'm sure she'll
get some. Send your letter to the point.
It's when?
She says they'll send a letter to make an appointment.
She asked if I'd got an appointment. No, well, I thought, you know, they might got me treatment from surgery. You know, I just going to keep coming.
Yeah, you love that much, mother.
Today's it's Friday, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, well.
12 days for our dog. 12 days for our man's birthday. Is it Karen's birthday on 26?
21st. 21st? A week before mine.
Oh. I thought it said Karen's 29, I was gonna say, I bet she wish she was.
She's 32.
Somewhere around there.
You wouldn't believe the amount of people in hospital though, would you?
No.
Just visiting. Right. You wouldn't believe the amount of people visiting hospital.
No.
They'll probably go and sit and have coffee and sandwiches all day.
I'll tell you something, next time we have to go out to casualty outpatients, I'm going to take my video camera if it's night time. Because it's better than television. Isn't it? Oh my God, some of the antics that come up, get up to, it's unbelievable. It is. It's an ideal place for candid camera in there.
It probably feels hot to you, but it's not hot to anybody else.
There's no police about today.
No. What is he doing?
I don't know. You know, it's these down. Kind of people what cause bloody accidents.
Only got one fog light working.
Well, all hours are working, got.
How do you know?
Because they light up, dash, don't they, when they get a bulb out. What was wrong with?
That was late for her. Was she still up?
Yeah, she's going to go something now and watch the telly.
Was that telly? Have they got their own room?
There's only about two of them that can walk about and talk to one another.
Oh my God.
There's about 21 in there, so
was she on about, that nurse with piggyback?
She says, I asked her if she'd got her a chair, if they could get her a chair. She said, and she says to me, how about a piggyback?
Never mind. Never mind.
There's me wanting to be slim and you wanting to put weight on.
I wanted to be, if I got back to the original weight, eight stone
four. Oh! Can't remember the last time I were 8 stone four.
That's what I used to be. From being 16 until I got
back. That's where our Dawn is, and she's 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, but she's only small, isn't she, really?
I've got lips as the niches that might give the injection. I wonder what she's thinking about.
Well,
You might have meant for the pain, not for the...
Told you they won't give you injections, when, not unless...
No, she said when I went this morning, she's the maggie injection. I says, they give me one when I had that biopsy.
Yeah. That were only a sedative, that. But, you know, for ultra radio scan, it's not an X-ray, really.
No, it's all right. She just keeps with it. All right, if you want your blood to come,
I mean, it's just as easy as they strip off and stand against window, wouldn't they? And they wiped it all off. Eh?
Because
it's usually, if you leave it on for so long, it goes cold.
It was cold when she was putting it on, but she was making
the juice. It makes you feel cold as well when it's hot. You know, when they're finished and it starts to. It seems to hold the cold.
When I felt it for it on, I thought, she's not putting that bloody needle.
Very easily, the taxi and it broke down.
Who was it? Dennis?
No, they don't have
any
points.
More
likely Lucky
Jack's. Yeah, more than likely. Lucky Jack broke down.
You know why he called it Lucky Jack's?
No.
Lucky because he got it off the ground, and Jack's because he borrowed money off Derek to get it off the ground.
Oh.
No,
she never is, isn't it? It's Friday.
She said she weren't going if he didn't ring her.
He must have rang you. Mind you, what Liz says and what she does is two entirely different things.
Yeah, that's true.
Liz is like everybody else. She'll be wanting to know what's gone off. Won't she? In a word. If you ring your Margaret, Pete will be able to shove that bed in the back of his car.
Pete's on early
nights. Early nights, I'll be up.
She might be
in.
Oh, she'll be coming up to
It's only 10 past 10.
Mind you, knowing Pete. Get her up, never mind, she won't be up at 11.
You don't mean she'll be up. She means she'll not be at my mum's till about 11.
Oh. Ring her and tell her, because it'll go in back of Pete's car. It's big enough. Ma, it'll go in Pete's car, just as easy. What is? The same as this. I'm sure Colin will be in anyhow.
Postman!
Oh.
Oh, he's dropping you.
I hope our Corinne's.
I hope she's not looking for her shoes.
Well, she said she weren't going out till we got back.
She can't go out because they've got her shoes on. Yeah, I hope.
It looks like we're going to have to wash the car.
You are, aren't
you, love? You put the gas on there. Today's Friday.
Yeah. I've pieced them up there.
Are you going to put it in here? And then stick it in.
No, it's not going to be paper till next week. Never know. Well, it can't be any worse than any other time, really, can it? I don't know. They've sold half a dozen up Broadway this week. Well, it last fortnight, so Whitegates were telling me. So, well, if we do. If the bungalow goes before we sell, well, we'll have to come and live with my mum until we find another one. I saw Johnny yesterday, he started coming to the manor for his petrol. They were going to Gateway, Quicksave, whatever you call it.
Tesco.
1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah. What time do you go? 5 o'clock? Oh, I used to like that shift. Oh, isn't it all right for some? Aye, can my mum borrow your single bed? Well, it's been stupid, this. Laid on this settee, falling down back, it's blinking ridiculous. Yeah. We just got back from hospital. I'm going to send her a letter for her, make an appointment for her to go back. See what the treatment they're going to give her. So, will it go in Pete's car? No, I'll have to ring our pal then, see if he can shift it. I mean, she might as well be laid down here watching telly, is upstairs laid in bed, uncomfortable, you know.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
If you have declared, watch the girl in bed, and
we'll be in that
upstairs.
Well, it's hard lunch she's having. Okay, I'll ring our pal anyway, 2 weeks away. Okay.
He don't want to go to work.
Should do it.
I can't, I'm going to work.
God, they're never in them, look.
I told you they wouldn't be in.
Gerald rang him on in our phone.
Gerald was worried when Sasha started school with Els. To ring him later.
Yeah, I rang from what time? Were it,
yeah.
When I got that letter, June, were it Tuesday? And I rang it on and off right from 10 to 4 and they weren't in.
He's usually never in when I ring. Mandra, I think it was yesterday morning I called him. Come on now, it was Monday morning.
Because I was that shit. Oh, I will give him a want to some toast to grandma. And I'd only got a little bit like that. I said, oh, you're last to wait. Well, you have to come out and drink tomorrow.
Is it tea you're after? Do you want tea, Jill?
No, I'd rather have coffee. I mean, I'd rather have tea, sorry, yeah.
I wish you'd make up your mind.
Shut the door.
I can't shut the door. Which teapot is it?
Back of the
settee
goes right back. I know it looks nice,
but
that's about all I'm saying for it.
Mm.
It's not bad.
No, she's that bloody jelly. It's still on me. It's right across here, right round.
You can feel it.
It's cold.
Told you. I know, when I was in hospital, they had that stuff on me, you know, it's terrible. Even though it was. Even though it's about 70 degrees all the time, it still felt cold.
That's
how
I were on Monday when I
was
full of cold. I went to bed in
the
end because it was
warmer. Well, do you want the settee pulling up a bit? Yeah. You sit down, I can manage with you. It'll not set fire.
Come in from the day, she's a wondered why you were coming to.
It's a hell of a long wire on that phone, isn't it? This teapot's like my ass. I want sugar one there. Hey? I thought you said three. Empty bags are not very good, are they? Them tea bags. A cup of tea, ma. I've shut the door now, I've finished running about. You know, no matter what I do, it's always bloody wrong.
It's like it reminds me of my dad. We've only put door handles on doors, talking to them, you don't use them to shut them.
Says last night we went and got a bath and left every door in the house open.
It's alright.
Yeah, it's alright for you. You were in a nice warm bath. I was downstairs.
You're in a permanently heated household.
No, it's right small cone like what we fetched last time. It all sticks together like that when you pull it in.
Can't say I'm cold. Looking forward to going back to bloody cold central heating.
Oh, it's nice.
I know it's nice to see
it's not
fire. Cleaning a muddy fire out again. Well, I'm not to do.
I'll probably go gas when they get gas down there. The only thing
you won't see me, I get up three times to rate ashes at house, and I'm going back kitchen in that cupboard, getting newspapers, and I'm here screwing it up and throwing it on fireplace.
What for?
Because it affects my back when I'm very young.
Do they go out every night?
Yeah, we're all here because I have got two big lungs, I've got pee-fetch and my bag, and it's still in.
What happened to the other fire grate with electric?
I gave it out, Colin. I never liked it, Albert. I didn't want that one.
It were a damn sight better bloody thing than that.
It was a novelty to John.
No, it weren't, mate. It did its job. That was keep your heating up. Because you could blow it up and it... 10 minutes, you couldn't breathe in here. But that... Yeah, but look at...
It's extremely cold outside, you know.
You've got to buy your coal now, Joan, and
I'm
mean, where I used to put two bags on a day and have it up at number 5 and 6, we've got it on one bag a day and it's on less than number 1. I mean, I've seen it being down sub zeros outside, and it's been 80 degrees in our house.
Well, I've got three little cows in there.
Well, I've got three little cows in there.
I said to him the other day, I says, have you moved in then? Got settled? He says, not quite. He says, but we're nearly there.
What's a new
window in? He says to me, I've been 2 or 3 times while I've been in the garden. He says, every time you come in here, you lock your car. He says, why? You're only in the garden. I says, well, I've lived round here for a lot of years. I says, and when you've lived here long enough, I says, you'll be locking your car every time you get it out. He says, why? I says, because things go missing. It's a habit I got into. Even if I go anywhere, if I go into a shop, I always lock the car. Always. The point is, you know, it is a deterrent. Well, there's nothing wrong with Corinne's. I'll have a look at it today. I don't think it's anything... From what she told me yesterday, I think it's electrical. What for?
A sure start.
Yeah.
We've had his car 3 times to repair it.
Yeah.
And the last time we said, take it away for a week and see if it's any better, so he took it away. And it were no better, so he took it down to Paul and somebody from came and had a look at it and said it's injector problems. So sure starts rang him up and said, how's your car, Mr. He said, it's no better now them when I fetched it to you, 3 oil changes since, and 2 months since. And they said, well, what are you going to do about it? He says, I'm not going to do nothing about it. He says, well, we'll put a part on it that costs us £140.
Where's my cig then?
He says, well, I'm not paying you for it. He says, you put it on and it don't work. He says, well, we want it back. He says, well, you'll take it back and put my part on that you took off. He says, we can't. He says, well, I'm not paying you £140 for a part that don't work. And he says, anyway, he says, are you sure it's £140? He says, I know it's going to cost £10 in some places, but they're actually only 2, so if you divide it by 5, that's £40. He says, I'll pay you £40, but I'm not paying you no £140.
He says,
oh, my good fucking
You should, we told you should have had a little dog like I wasn't. It could have ripped him up for you. We don't get bills.
Well, they sent you a letter from hospital.
Oh. Don't bother coming this week.
Cancelled your appointment. Oh, not another one.
What's the matter?
We've got to go back again. Tuesday, 4th of February. What's the CT examination? It's where we've just been. Department of Medical Imaging.
Yeah.
CT scan examination, that's what you just asked.
Yeah.
Will you please attend for your CT examination on Tuesday the 4th of February, 9 o'clock. If you cannot attend at this time, please ring extension.
I'll ring now.
This is a painless examination which will take between... hang on. This is a painless examination which will take between 30 and 60 minutes. There may be some waiting time at the start of the examination, depending on whether we have to fit in an emergency. Be prepared for this. Preparation. Do not eat or drink for 4 hours before your appointment. If you are... It's a chest scan. You better ring and see what they have to say. I know.
I was going for this man as well as that one.
Where was it from?
Doctor.
Well, I'm not touching you with your... Wrong move. Extension, what was it? Is it 5, 6? Is there 6? Can I have extension, please?
Soon I'll be on your feet. But she thought it was that shadow on my lung.
Yeah.
She said, if it's that shadow on your lung, we'll soon have you on your feet.
Hello, I'm phoning on behalf of Mrs. Ada Prescott. She's got to come in for a scan on the 4th of February, 9 o'clock. Now, we've only just got back from the hospital today, because she had to go today for one. Yeah. And we've just got back home and the post's been in between time and we've just got this letter for her to attend on February. I wonder if there's... if we've had a mix-up.
Or if it's a different...
Pardon?
One.
An ultra-radio scan or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we've got to keep that appointment. Okay then, love. Yeah. Okay, bye-bye, love. Now you attend that one, Ma.
I don't know why the dogs keep
It's a different type. It's a different type of scan altogether. So, do you get a free meal, like?
I got them sandwiches.
When's the 4th of February? That's another week again, isn't it?
Will be. On Tuesday? Yeah. Come in.
What's no, that? Mother. No.
No, Ma. No, I'm not.
Any times you have to take
well,
here.
Pay us next time.
Well, just take that here. I haven't just took it out
of
the
kitchen
now.
Well, listen, save it in case we run.
If we need some six sometimes.
I'll get it next time.
I've still got that and 20 besides.
Nah, it's all right.
We run short of six sometimes.
Hold on, but it does run on fresh air.
It's all right.
It doesn't do so bad.
Two of the cigs we run out of, not petrol.
We'll get some cigs when we need them.
We've got money for time being, if ever we get desperate like last time.
Bloody hell, I might have pulls up and win £1 million this week. What the hell do I want to take yours money for?
You're the same as me.
I'm not.
As long as you've got two hands and you can work for money, you'll have a bloody winner.
I thought the door's not shut.
So they mustn't put, you know, their full name, whatever. Yeah. Said you were putting in a bag and shaking it.
Yeah, well. We're here for, Matt. That's what we're here for. We don't need paying. Mind you, Joan don't know what the hell she's ringing me half at time because she bloody rings and half at time it's...
Well, I rang in, they weren't in Albert, it's 842737, our Collins.
Don't they go to school today?
No, Tuesday, that's where I thought they were, a Tuesday. Mm. But when I kept ringing, you know, because the Jenny call here, they didn't come. And I thought, I tell you, I kept ringing right up till 10:04 on and off.
Well, yeah, because...
Unless he's got a job.
I shouldn't. Even so, Karen doesn't go with him. Well, it doesn't look like there's anybody in. I don't know, I very rare we ring him. John was down well, same day, she dropped that little potty off for our care. And he said she was poorly.
He didn't stop here, Albert. He just dropped them things up. He says, I'll go and drop this potty off the Tower Dunes. I'll take out Colin's card, he said, and I've caught the fish up. That's when he told me about Margaret.
They'll be round at Father's or somewhere, daft like that. Or there, Jack's.
What's Pete Purley doing?
Probably got some work to do. Don't care. Puts a load in because he doesn't like Friday night.
He goes
home
at 5, he leaves house at 5, Alan, he must be in at 1.
It all depends what he's doing now. I mean, I didn't like that Friday night. It was a horrible shift. Because half the time he used to turn up, only half his team would turn up, and you'd be expected to do job with half a team, and you couldn't get done properly.
Get that bed up, put this across here, and that chair beside it.
Oh, can you get it all in one of
them? Well.
You'd be better with settee along that wall and leap chair.
And leap chair where it is, just
then you'll have more room. If you put that way, you'll have chair stuck out.
We'll sort it out, we'll get it. Before we beat, we'll go down in our car. Bloody hell, it's 3 times smaller than Pete's. I'll get it in our bloody car. Dishcloth. The one that's that sponge.
There's a new one in it room as you go out the side of the fireplace and that big polythene bedroom.
Yeah,
I never thought
it was
rotten.
It's
one of
those
smallest.
Yeah, yeah. Why did Steph kidnap a Joseph Bridge outside Barnsley? You know, I can't understand this girl because she's been in a... I mean, she must have seen him when he's approached her to buy the house.
Yeah.
So surely she must be able to give him...
Do you know what I think of? I think he's from Barnsley. Because lots of money's had dropped there at Barnsley.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's right
where
on motorway link, so...
Where he's kidnapped her, it's 100 miles from Barnsley. I think he belongs to Barnsley.
He's not forced to do, he just might know the area. I mean, all he's doing is sticking to places just off the motorway, isn't he? But, I mean, he's come from Birmingham up to Barnsley. It's only, 100, is it 100? It'd be about 90 odd mile. The thing is, she must have seen him.
Of course she has, it's daytime. Now they're getting two, if there's two women, they're getting two women now to show. Did you see
it? Yeah.
Telling?
Well, I mean, even so, she has met him once before, and she must have seen him when she's gone to the house for him to kidnap her.
Yeah, she must have.
All right, he's probably blindfolded her after that, but at least she should have some kind of...
Yeah, whether he were dark hair or light hair or tall or short.
You know, I mean, it's not just one of them... Surely she can give the police some indication of what he's like.
Thomas
must be still at Scotland. Mm-hmm. Sure. Has he still got car in garage, right?
No, they must have took it. His son must have took it because they've got that girder back in.
What girder? Oh, that big one. Well, what the hell's it took? Why, I thought they were going to leave the key.
Well, Thomas had that knack key, but he must have took it down home.
I mean, it's all right, but nobody else can get it damn garage.
I know.
You'll have to tell him when he comes.
I didn't know he took car, I'll tell you the truth, until I saw it grounder again.
They still should have left the key here. I mean, there's you know, I mean, even if they're leaving it one... Just for one night, there's not. It's easy enough to just say I put key on windowsill and. What I've come into. I mean, everything's